All right, a slight change of pace here this afternoon, because later on we're going to get into North Korea with Randall Larson, our CBS News Homeland Security consultant, and we'll get into a whole bunch of other serious stuff later on. But now I want to bring on a guest and just do something a little bit silly for a few minutes here. A woman joining me. I'm trying desperately not to give this away. I have a woman on the phone here who has a collection of, well, I'm going to call them odd items, but they're all odd items around a theme. And what we're going to do is open up the phone lines and give you a chance to ask her questions and try to guess what the theme of her collection is. All right, here's my phone number, 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. Mystery guest, are you there?
I am indeed, sir.
Okay, now I'm purposely trying not to give away anything that anybody could Google to find out who you are or what it is you collect. I'm not even going to say your name until later on.
All righty.
Because we have people who are listening to the show in their offices. We're coming through their computer speakers. They got their computers rolling, and they're just desperately waiting to type that in and go for it. I will just start by asking you how long you've had this collection.
I have been collecting for 16 years.
16 years, and where is the collection?
It's in a shrine in my basement.
Okay. I don't think we need to give much more than that away, other than to open up the phone lines here, 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. And the way we're going to do it is you can ask her a yes or no question, and you can keep asking yes or no questions until you get a no answer. It's kind of like the old what's my line or I've got a secret kind of shows.
I'm dressed like Kitty Carlisle right now.
Are you? Well, perfect. Perfect. I guess I'm the John Daly of the show here this afternoon. There's an old reference from Late at Night on the Game Show Network. All right. So if you want to take a shot at this to try to figure out what it is that this woman collects, 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. And then, of course, whenever somebody figures it out, we'll pay that person off and talk to you about your collection, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. Dan, you're on the Paul Harris Show. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to your guest.
Hello, Dan. Good luck.
Thank you. Can I start, Paul?
Yes.
Are these things, do they come in various shapes or various sizes?
Yes.
Are the things, I know they're all of the same thing, but is each individual collection of multiple pictures, or in other words, is it a figurine with just one?
All right, I know where you're going, and I'm going to answer for our guest. She has many, many things all around a different theme, but they're all individual shapes, sizes, and numbers.
Okay.
Good answer, Paul.
Is that correct?
That's right, Paul.
Okay.
are they? Is it an animal?
No.
No, sorry.
Okay.
Although I will throw in a... No, I'm not going to say anything.
It's hard. Isn't
yes, it is. And I'm desperately trying not to give too much away here. Thank you for calling, Dan. Pat, you're on KMOX. Hello.
Hi, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
One question. Do they ignite?
No.
No, that I would have done that before July 4th, Pat. Sorry about that. Thank you for calling. Seal, you're on KMOX. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Is it the hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil?
Nope.
Nope, that's not it, Seal. All right, now, and I'll tell you, since we're still in the early stages, don't try to guess exactly what it is, but rather ask questions that will help you narrow it down. Carol, you're on KMOX. Hello.
Yes, does she go around to garage sales and collects all these different antiques or whatever she happens to like at that time?
Do you get your collectibles at garage sales and yard sales?
Among other places, yes.
He was in the Post-Dispatch this morning.
No.
No?
No, was not featured in the Post-Dispatch this morning, Carol. Thank you for calling. Here is Ed on KMOX. Hello.
Hello. Is it something you wear?
Ooh. Among the things, there are things you wear.
So we'll give you
a whole. It is not.
The theme of her collection is not things you wear, but among the things she has in her collection around this theme are wearable items. So I'm going to give you a qualified yes and let you go on.
Okay. Dentures?
Do you collect dentures?
Oh, no.
No, that's not it, Ed.
That sounds intriguing.
314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. Bridget, you're on KMOX. Hello.
Hi. I was wondering if there's a color that's consistently in this collection.
Is there a color consistent to the collection?
There are a few colors consistent.
So there's no, not any...
One single, no.
Not any one single one. Bridget, I'm sorry about that. Here is Sandy on KMOX. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing. You know,
first-time caller.
Welcome to the show. And I would just caution you and everybody else, think in broader terms before narrowing it down.
Well, I think it's the lady that collects the hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
No, it's not that.
No, okay. Not as evil as they come.
No. Somebody had guessed that one already, Sandy, and believe me, I wouldn't go with this morning's paper as the inspiration for this. It'd be a little bit too obvious. 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. Perhaps thinking about an area that this, not a geographic area, but some other area from which this collection could have sprung would help us out here. John, you're on KMOX. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. Would this have any general relation to baseball?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, sorry about that, Sal. John, I'm sorry about that. Sal, you're on KMOX. Hello.
Hello. Is it a person?
Ooh.
Is it a
person?
Qualified
yes.
Yeah, I would say that the collection has to do with a person or persons. Should we say that?
That works for me.
Okay.
Messes me up. I had a guess, and it wasn't people. Singer?
No.
Oh.
I think if we said yes there, we'd be leading you down the wrong path, Sal. I'm sorry. Thank you for calling. Here's John on the Paul Harris Show on KMOX. Hello.
Yes, hello. I believe I heard a story last week about vibrators. Is she the one that collects them?
Do any of the items in your collection vibrate, mystery guest?
One with batteries, but you don't.
not for that purpose.
You may be thinking.
Yeah, we're going to give you a no on that one, John. Thank you for bringing it up.
What is this show rated?
Apparently, we've just moved up. 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. Mike, you're on KMOX. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Do any of the, she said it was a shrine, so I'm assuming it has to do with some kind of activities.
Let me just say, she considers it a shrine to one of her favorite things in the whole wide world. Not necessarily shrine in the religious sense, correct?
Right.
Okay.
More a very important collection.
There you go.
Okay. Does this shrine have anything to do with time-sensitive activities, such as the fall or the spring or summer or something like that?
No, sir.
No, thanks for calling, Mike. Here's Janine on KMOX. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Janine.
Hi.
You got a question?
Yes. Does it involve several different people?
Yes.
Is it religious statues?
No.
Nope. Sorry, Janine. 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. John, you're on KMOX. Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead, John.
I just have a question. Are they toys? Would they be considered toys?
Yes.
Let me just jump in here.
Anyway.
There are toys in the collection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would it be considered sci-fi toys?
No.
No,
but I believe we've taken our first step down the correct path.
I was going to say, thank you for, the veering off you did. That was good.
All right, John, thank you for calling. 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. Laura, you're on KMOX. Hello.
Hello. Would it be something to do with celebrities in movies?
Ooh. Close, but...
Boy, that's...
I think, again, misleading if we said yes, but a qualified... Really close.
like Star Wars memorabilia or something like that?
No. Sorry about that, Laura. But again, we're on the path here. Lynn, you're on KMOX. Hello.
Hi. Would someone over the age of 50 be more interested in this collection than younger?
Not especially. Not 50 is the cutoff necessarily, but certainly 50-year-olds would like it.
Okay. Is that a yes?
I'm going to give you a yes.
Yeah, give her a yes for that.
Okay. Does this have anything to do with any kind of World's Fair activities?
No.
No. Sorry about that, Lynn. Here's Jim on KMOX. Hello.
Does it have anything to do with the political nature?
No.
Thank goodness. Jeff, you're on KMOX. Hello.
Yes. Would this have to do with the television show?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Was this television show on in the 90s?
When you say on, you mean first run?
First run. Did it originate?
No, not in the 90s.
No.
All right, thank you.
I will say this. It is a show that was on TV in the 90s, but it did not originate in the 90s. Okay? Joe, you're on KMOX. Hello.
Are you talking to Joe?
That's what I'm saying.
Are you talking to Joe?
You're on the air, Joe. Please.
Okay, I'm an 18-wheeler. I've got a Beatle collection. I thought maybe she was had been picking up some stuff from the Beatles. I got a dandy one, and I thought maybe she was, too.
Do you have a Beatles collection?
I do not. It's a good thing to collect, but no, this isn't it.
All right. Sorry about that, Joe. By the way, the picture of the day on my website, harrisonline.com, is Beatle-related. I found a guy who's got a website with some rare Beatles footage, including 40 years ago, their only trip to Japan at the Budokan. That's the picture of the day on my website, harrisonline.com. But now, back to I've Got a Secret. Marie, you're on KMOX. Hello.
Hi. Is it Walt Disney memorabilia?
No.
No?
Okay.
Sorry about that. Going to Leonard. You're on KMOX. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Since we've already determined it's something to do with the TV show, is it a TV show that was on prior to, say, 1970?
Yes.
Okay, let's try it from before 1960?
Not before.
No, the show was not on before 1960.
Oh, well, that ought to narrow it for some people.
Oh, you're doing well.
All right, Leonard. So I guess we've determined it debuted in the 60s. 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. Jim, you're on KMOX. Hello.
Did you say that debuted in the 60s?
Debuted in the 60s.
I'm going to guess The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Oh, no.
No, that's not it. I would love to have a collection of that stuff, but that's not what she has. Here's another Jim. You're on KMOX.
Would it have anything to do with Metropolis, Illinois?
No.
No?
No.
Sorry about that. You thought there might be a Superman connection there. Dan, you're on Dan's gone. Ernie, you're on KMOX. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Would it have... Okay, we're talking about a science fiction program.
No, no one said it was science fiction. In fact, someone asked if it was sci-fi, and she said no. So it's not a science fiction program.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You didn't even get a question out.
Well, it's clothing. They said it was clothing that could be worn.
No, she has in her collection some things that could be worn. But that's not what the collection is.
Okay, I'm going to pass.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Here is another Jim on KMOX.
Yeah, Paul, is it the Muppets? The Muppet characters?
No.
No, that's not it. All right, here's what I'm going to do, because I thought we'd have it by now, mystery guest, but what I need to take care of some commercial business. Can you hold on?
I can.
Okay, because every phone line is lit, and I'm guessing that after 15 or 20 minutes of this, somebody's got it a little closer, especially now that we've said 60s TV show. So let's do that, and we'll come right back, and you can guess what's in the collection. 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. This is the Paul Harris Show on KMOX. All right, we're playing a game here this afternoon called What Does She Collect? And we've got our mystery guest on the line here, and we've taken plenty of calls so far, and nobody has been able to guess what it is she collects. I'm not even saying her name because I don't want somebody Googling it and figuring it out. But we've determined that you keep it in your basement.
I do.
That it is a rather large collection based on a 1960s TV show, or a show that debuted in the 60s, but as I pointed out, has been on the air, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's been on the air nonstop since it debuted.
Depending on if you're going on to cable and such, I believe you're right.
Yep. And some of the things that are in there are people. Some of the items that she has in there are clothing or wearable, at least. She gets them at flea markets and garage sales and other places. But we haven't figured out what the TV show is.
And there are toys.
That's very, very good. Wow, you're good at this. All right, back to the phones here. 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. As long as you keep getting a yes answer, and you got to ask a yes or no question, as long as she keeps saying yes, you get to keep going. As soon as she says no, we move on to somebody else. Brian, you're on KMOX. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Is it based mainly on, like, a family?
Yes.
Is it, did they have more than two kids?
Did the family have more than two kids?
Individual family, no. But were there more than two kids on the show? Yes.
Can I take a guess then?
Yes.
Happy Days?
No.
No. Happy Days, I think, was in the 70s, Brian.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's okay. Thanks for calling. 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. And by the way, that would have been tough because Happy Days in the first season had three kids on it.
And then suddenly the brother disappeared.
Yes, Chuck, the older brother, just disappeared, and then it was just Richie and Joni.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Sandy. You're on KMOX. Hello.
Hi. I thought maybe, What's My Line memorabilia?
No,
it's not. Sorry about that. Thanks for calling. Andre, you're on KMOX. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Actually, you know what, Paul? You gave everybody a clue, and unless they had read the Star Tribune, they would not have figured it out.
Andre, did you go online and dig this one up?
No, I've read the article.
You saw this article online, and so you know who my guest is and what
exactly
she collects?
It sounded familiar.
What did I give away?
You said that it's a shrine in the basement, and it clicked something for me.
And you remembered reading an article about somebody with a shrine in their basement?
That's right.
All right, so then, Andre, you obviously know what it is my guest collects. What is it?
Is it Flintstone figurines?
It is.
Yeah, my guest is Sid Corpy, who has been collecting Flintstones stuff since 1990. And before I talk to her, Andre, since you spend far too much time online to have remembered hearing that, I'm going to let you out of your house and send you over to the pageant on July 14th. My old buddy Rick Sanborn is putting on a concert there called Guitar and Saxes, and it's going to be a great smooth jazz concert there on the 14th at the pageant. Stand by. We'll tell you how you get that. Sid, how many Flintstones-related things do you have in your collection?
Oh, roughly 360.
And why did you start collecting them?
Oh, I wish it were a really fancy reason, but they had a special going at Denny's. eat the kids' meal and get a Wilma in a car.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I had never collected things like that, but I just thought, oh, that was my favorite series as a kid. I'll get it. Oh, I might as well get the whole set. Well, then it was their anniversary, like the 30th or something like that at the time. So everyone was popping up with, you know, lunchboxes and toys and... And what was the, Hardee's had glasses and so forth, so I got the whole collection there. And then I started thinking, you know, this is okay, but I really love the early stuff. So I just started to, you know, find them here and there, and you tell people you collect, and they end up giving you stuff. Please, no one send me Pez dispensers. I have so many Pez dispensers, I don't need them.
You've got Pebbles and Bam Bam and the whole gang.
I've got everybody.
And Dino.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of Dino stuff did they come out with?
Oh, there's a lot of the stuffed toys. I have one in a dog kennel down in my basement. It's an 1886 house, so it's built like a cave. There's a mortar and brick cistern and everything. It was very apropos for that. And,
do you have any jelly jars?
I have the whole collection. I do. They're just so fun.
When I was growing up, we I don't remember what the brand name was. Was it Welch's Grape Jelly that had...
Exactly.
Yeah, the Flintstones on the jelly jars, which you then turned into drinking glasses.
Yes, and they even have different imprints on the bottom. You can get different colors of the picture, say, Fred plays baseball or something, and then they'll have it in different shades, and on the bottom will be a different imprinted face of one of the characters. So you can, you know, really get involved in trying to get the whole collection.
Do you have any, what are those things called, animation cells?
I have one that was when they actually were starting the show. They first thought about doing it as a pilgrim. motif. And then suddenly they thought, no, caveman would give us more things to come up with and more wacky inventions and animals and so forth. But they were naming it the Gladstones. So I got the animation cell with all the different Fred expressions around. As they're, you know, kind of Ed Benedict was the artist who did the main Fred drawings. And they were doing all that, and it was all imprinted. And then you see in red colored pencil, Gladstones is crossed out and written by hand by Joe Barbera to say Flintstones.
Joe Barbera and William Hanna of Hanna-Barbera were the guys who started this whole thing.
And prehistory was made when they changed the name at the last minute.
And by the way, speaking of changing things, two different theme songs for this show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me hear the first one there, Kevin, cool. Of the two different theme songs. I think for a while they used this as the opening theme and then the other one as the closing theme. Roll it, Kevin. By the way, my daughter had to play this on the violin in third grade. So the Flintstones are still alive in schools.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the modern Stonehenge family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a page right out of his story. Let's ride with the family down the street. Through the courtesy of Fred and Pete. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba-dabba-doo time. A dabba-doo time. We'll have a gay old time.
Wouldn't have any TV shows today saying you'll have a gay old time. Now that Will and Grace is off the air. And then there's the other version, which has two lines in it that are different.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the modern Stonehenge family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a page right out of his story. Someday, maybe Fred will win the fight. Then that cap will stay out for the night.
You know, I've always pictured those jingle singers getting the lyrics and saying, I'm sorry, you'll have a what time? How much is your collection worth? Do you have any idea, Sid?
Oh, Lordy, it's priceless.
Priceless to you, but you've insured it, haven't you?
I actually need to go about and price out everything. I haven't done that yet because I only set up the shrine when we bought our house last year, so it's fairly new out of the boxes. They waited for 10 years in my other house.
But it's got to be thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Well, I don't want anyone knocking on my door with an Uzi, but yeah, I'm sure it is.
I appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you very much.
It was just delightful, and thank you to all the people who called in.
Oh, by the way, is any of your stuff online?
No.
No.
No, I have to stay away from all things eBay because I would be addicted within milliseconds.
So you've never bought a Flintstones item online?
I have not. I've had some people buy things and give them to me as gifts, but I have not.
Wow.
I know. Restraint.
Sid, I appreciate your help this afternoon. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Sid
Have a
Corpy.
Wonderful day.
Thank you very
Bye.
Much. Sid Corpy from Minneapolis, Minnesota, who has been collecting Flintstone stuff since 1990. Fan of the show since she was a girl. It's the Paul Harris Show here on News Talk 1120 KMOX.